Pro-Trump candidate leads California election to fill seat vacated by Devin Nunes. Connie Conway leads the congressional seat previously held by Representative Devin Nunes, who resigned in January to lead former President Donald Trump's social media platform, Truth Social. Conway, a Trump-endorsed Republican and lifelong resident of California's Central Valley, earned 55.5% of the vote, leading Democratic opponent Lauren Hubbard, who received 44.5%. The winner of the special election will serve the remainder of the congressional term ending January 3, 2023. Conway, a small business owner and staunch advocate for farmers, was appointed by Trump to serve as executive director of the U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency in 2019. She is also endorsed by the Fresno County Republican Party, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Congressman Steve Scalise, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, and Assemblyman Frank Bigelow, among others. She has served as Californian State Assembly Minority Leader, California State Association of Counties President, and Director of the National Association of Counties. She was a Tulare County Supervisor from 2000 to 2008. Conway has promised to take her decades-long battle for conservative values to Washington, D.C. In Congress, I'll take the fight to Nancy Pelosi. I'll fight Washington's reckless spending, which is causing inflation, higher food and gas prices, and leaving our kids an unpayable debt, Conway states on her campaign website. She has vowed to keep pushing to ensure farms and dairies get enough water and to create good-paying jobs in the region. Conway opposes the defund the police movement and is endorsed by Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau and Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims. She has served as the Californian State Assembly Minority Leader, California State Association of Counties President, Director of the National Association of Counties, and was a Tulare County Supervisor. Hubbard, a progressive Democrat, advocates for increased government spending on social programs, including Medicare for All, and the elimination of pre-existing medical debt. He also condones taxpayer-funded education from pre-kindergarten to college, and debt forgiveness on student loans. A supporter of Black Lives Matter and progressive social justice policies, Hubbard seeks to abolish immigration and customs enforcement and halt the deportation of illegal aliens classified as nonviolent criminals, according to his campaign website. He also wants to end sweetheart tax breaks and break up Big Ag. Hubbard, who has served as a manager at the Central Valley Regional Water Quality Control Board, advocates for sustainable agriculture by providing financial support and incentives to farmers that adopt climate-friendly techniques and practices, and has called for more investment in renewable energy to bring about a green industrial revolution.